Hello and welcome. Welcome to our mastermind for July 3rd. Happy 4th, everyone. Happy Independence. But we should always be celebrating our independence, right? So great to be here with all of you. I know it's a holiday time, so some people might be out and about in that way. And it's been a busy time, even though it's beginning of summer here, but I've just noticed with me and a lot of people, there's just been kind of a busy time, and then some other things kind of coming in during this time. So we have, part of that's the energy and what we have currently going on with our energy. I just put a new moon update out, and if you haven't watched the July update, I encourage you to catch up on both of those. We have a super powerful new moon happening in Gemini, and it's a really powerful nakshatra that it was actually in the same nakshatra last July, even though sometimes the new moons and full moons are in the same sign, not always at the same time, but around that same time of year. But the nakshatra isn't always the same. But this is a powerful time to redo, restart, renew, or the re words. Time to do it again, and really have the wind in our sails in doing that. So watch that update, and it's a great time to initiate. What's going to be new for this lunar cycle? And the 30-day lunar cycle, of course, runs different than the 30-day month cycle. It's on the new moon. We'll also have a full moon healing circle on July 21st, which is a Sunday, I believe. And yeah, and that's in Capricorn. So that's a whole different energy. So anyway, we'll get into all that as the time comes. So I'm going to do a process with you today around we're coming into this third quarter of the year, and it's just any time we could pick any time to as a marker, but as the third quarter of the year, just checking in on what's next, basically. And anyway, so I'm going to do a process around that. I will do the process in a way that I'll put it on the member site, and it can be used again for, any quarter of the year, basically. We look at business, as a business quarter. And so, or you can run under Mercury and look at it as, three-thirds to the year. But anyway, it's good to have these markers because the truth is we're half the year's down. So, which is kind of crazy already. Time is just whizzing by. So let's just close our eyes and take a deep breath together to just settle in and stop multitasking just for a moment here. And well, not just for a moment, but let's just settle in and come together. And take some deep, full breaths. And let your shoulders go. Feel the ground beneath your feet or beneath your seat. I'm going to drop some grounding in for us. That deep, deep, deep connection to the earth and to the energy that creates and manifests the earth. And the powerful energy of the Great Mother is so healing because, the earth left to itself without intervention, no matter what it goes through, will always come back and it'll heal. It'll heal itself. And take the next three deep breaths through your heart. Just allow your heart to open. It's coming down out of the head, down into the heart. And we'll do a formal drop in as we move into our process a little later in our call. And feel free to open your eyes. And I'd love to check in with you with whatever you want to celebrate, whatever you want to share, and or whatever you need help with. So whenever you're ready, you can feel free to unmute yourself and
you go first.
You're
You
it.
always go first.
Don't have to go first, so go first.
Okay.
Karen's running the show here. Okay.
Okay. Yep. Well, in the vein of celebrating enhances creation, I will celebrate the progress that I am making on a variety of fronts in business, which is ever closer to the second edition of our teaching resource that we're going to be self-publishing on, actually on Amazon rather than it was a PDF before, to get it out to more audience. And the new website, long in production, quite close, along with my next course that I'm putting up on demand on Teachable, kind of aligned with the website launch, and like, ooh, and you can also sign up for this. So they're kind of toggling each other, getting closer. So yeah, those three big projects are what I'm working towards completion in the next couple few weeks. Well, the book will be a little bit there, yeah, more steps before it's, actually out there, but our part, the writing part, is very close.
That's awesome. Congratulations. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And
Thanks for the encouragement to just continue the details that just are there and need doing. And I could do things differently, but I'm doing them this way. And so here we are.
so here we are. And there's lots of ways to get there. There's lots of ways to get there. Anything you're needing support or help with?
I mean, I think the encouragement of like, just keep at it is sort of reassuring.
Oh, girl, go. Yes. So the truth is a lot of times we don't do some things because there's a lot involved. And this is, we don't get started because, wow, how am I going to get through all that? And this is where, like, in the project flow planner, and then we chunk it down to, just, three goals, and then we take the next step and we chunk it down and we go to the next three goals, because, Rome was not built in a day. Nothing was made overnight, and even the things and people and stuff you think is an overnight success took a lifetime to build. We just don't see all the building on the back end. We see a beautiful new house, and no one came by when the mud and the cement was being poured for the foundation and was like, yeah, awesome foundation. These things take time. It takes time to build something. So, first of all, one foot in front of the other, and the truth is if you look back now, you have created things, and none of it has been overnight, but you've had some great success, and you've created things, and this too will get launched. And you're kind of working on a few things at one time, so that takes a little bit longer too, but they all hinge on each other. So there's a method to that. So many people quit before they start. So many people quit just after they start, because you can when you start to think it all out, it's too much. But when we follow inspired action, and then we just focus on the next step. And even when we've already sort of laid it out, now we're in a really logistical state of things, it's still important to tune into the inspired action, because our mind can't always see it all. And sometimes the inspired action comes through as something not logical that actually, keeps it moving at a pace maybe we couldn't have imagined before. So, that's also an important piece, because once we get into a project and we have our list and all that, we just kind of tend to go, we're kind of slugging along. And so it's important to bring back the inspiration, but also to bring the magic into it. And when we can't physically work on it, are you still energetically working on it? Are you still feeling into that future result of what it feels like when it's all done? So that's also an important piece too. pay attention to in
Yeah.
whatever it is that you're creating. So how are you doing with those pieces?
I think I'm doing pretty well, actually. I've been using my meditation processes and, like, my chunk down lists and sitting down and, like, okay, website teachable. Which one? And, like, just it seems to be pretty in a moment of, like,
Good.
okay, teachable right now. We need to do this. All right. Okay. Yes. That feeling of, like, putting all the videos up and I need to split some and then they need to re-record. And, like, okay, iPad is out list. And so, and also, balancing with family and doing things that aren't work and remembering, like, you're allowed to take a break. It's also summer. Yeah. Spend some time with the family. That's important. You can't just sit here and work all day. Oh, yes, it's really hot out. So take a break. You'll work better tomorrow. So I think I have been doing fairly well with
Good.
that. And I just need to continue.
Because you
And
want.
that I like what you say about bring the magic in also. And I have been working behind the scenes, like in the meditation, but then sit down and, like, feel how exciting it's going to be when it's there and the people who are buying the course. And so continuing more of that too.
And even just small doses of that, of like, that 5 minutes a couple times a day, just really feeling into it, which doesn't mean sitting in front of your computer doing it. And we need to bring the fun back into things as well, because we could sit there and take twice as long with slugging through something. Or like, yeah, I do want to go out with the kids, and okay, let me focus in, let me laser through, so mixing it up in that way is super useful. And if it's a slug, sometimes it is, but if it's that, how can you mix the energy up? Whether I'm just going to walk outside, put my feet on the grass, whether I'm going to take it on a walk, and then, maybe I'm doing writing and I'll work it first, from a voice text, or, just take stepping away and coming back can be, can be a big one. So, bringing in the fun, and then truly putting it down in between. Truly putting it down when not being in that gray zone. Ah, I should be over there doing that, Off,
Yeah,
off,
that's
on,
hard.
on. Yeah.
Yep. It's
And
good.
that's super, super, super important. And I think that happens the most when we haven't been making progress, and we should. But if we really can consciously switch it off and really go, what do I need? Okay, I need some relaxation. Oh, I need some fun. Like, really chart, get renewed, and then make the date with yourself to come back to it, whether it's the next day or whatever. It's because when you're in the energy of it, it pulls you in, and you keep moving with it. And then also, as you're going through it, what next time, because you're going to create other courses or whatever, what next time can you hand off to somebody else? Training somebody else up to do some of these, the things that just are very wearing, super important as well. So what's your live date? When do you want to launch this?
Let's look at the well, okay. Everything is going by the website and the course by July 19th
Okay, so you'll have it launched by
at the
July.
latest.
Okay.
Yeah, and before then, hopefully.
Okay, great.
Like ideally,
Which is that's a
the
great time.
week before.
There's lots of energy happening this month in your first house in Cancer. So I just was gonna pull up. I do. I have August. It's not. August has a Mercury retrograde in it, and so I think it's on the 5th. And so you'll just want to watch the days before and then at the end, but it sounds like you'll have things going by then.
Yeah, these will be the book will be more in the August September time frame.
Which is fine as long as you just
So,
miss the beginning and the end, and it goes, the dates are on the PDF, but I think it's the 5th, and then I think it goes, it's right at the very end of the month that it turns the other direction. So just be
okay.
cognizant of that.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll let my partner know right now so she can start planning in her mind.
Yes, because she always loves to hear about the Mercury retrograde. Yeah.
She really does,
We want Mercury on our
She's
side.
learning.
Okay.
We do.
But it's actually a good time actually in a lot of ways. Actually, I just let me see something here because here we go. Because see, you've got all this energy moving in, like the sun on mid-month is going to move into your first house. And the which is great. That's the sun is your money planet, your main money planet. And let's see here. No, this one. There we go. And that moves in like on the 14th. And then,
Of July,
yeah, no, of the 14th of July, it
August.
moves into Cancer. And then the 14th of August, it moves into, or right around mid-month, it moves into Leo. So,
Okay.
and so this is, there's all this energy going through your moving into your first house and then going into your second house. So really good time for you. Like right now, there's been a
Okay.
bunch of energy in your 12th back, a little bit more lean back period of time. So this is really going to bring some energy, you know, but you already have the communicator in your first house in Cancer. Venus is about to get there on the 6th. Then we've got the sun will get there mid-month, and then and that's all great. That's you being lit up with all that energy. And then all three of those planets are going to move into your second house in August, and then Mercury will go retrograde and it'll come back into your first house. So that's all, you know, it's good. It's a good summer for you. Okay. And for you to launch.
Okay.
So that's really good. Okay.
Great. All right. Charge ahead.
Charge ahead. That's right. That's right. Or as Margaret would say, let's move ahead with, give me some wand power. Yes. Move ahead with your magic wand. Okay.
All right. I'm gonna put a little drawing up. Some wand power.
That's right. Awesome. All right, Karen, what you got going on, girl?
Little bit of this, a little bit of that,
Okay.
all the good things.
I meant to message you because I hadn't, you were in like one of my dreams a few days ago.
Oh.
And it was about something about you in really happy in relationship.
Oh, yeah, I'm feeling happy in relationship.
That's great. Okay, awesome.
Yeah, and I'm also have a bit of caution in there, threat of caution, because things aren't really, they aren't in a very defined state, but they're what they are is good. So there's that. And I've spoke up for myself because last weekend, actually last Friday, I was asking for, hey, what's, are we gonna plan something? You want to go on this hike that I told you about earlier in the week? And he, it was like kind of like this to me, and I was like, because he was in a state of like, he doesn't like to share his stuff, like when he's having a hard time, that
Right.
he not the
Yeah.
kind of person that wants to share that. He wants to deal with it himself. He wants to be the rock for other people anyway. So anyway, he was being challenged and felt like he really needed to go inward, and he's like, oh, just make plans, don't make plans with me at all, like this whole weekend. And I'm like, that really hurt. Like I felt hurt by that, even though I can understand that he needs what he needs. So I said, how about I stewed on it for, in a good way, for a couple hours, and then I was like, how about we blend what you need and what I need together and be amazing and have it be awesome? Like that's our theme word is awesome. So I said that, and I basically said I was just really hurt that you're like really shutting me out and not really considering me. I said it in a way that really felt good to me, but and also easy on the ears for him.
Good
And
job.
yes. And I said, it doesn't have to be the whole weekend. I mean, I understand if you need time to do whatever you need to do, because we had actually spent quite a bit of time though weekends before that. So he came back and said, "Oh, well, how about just Sunday after church? I'll come pick you up and we'll go for that hike that you suggested." I wasn't even expecting the hike. I was just like, just something, So that turned out to be good. I felt like that was a good win.
Awesome.
So,
Well
yeah.
done.
And then I feel like I've gotten this organizational bug going, so I'm have the desire to just clear up little areas that need around my house and stuff that need my attention. So plus I have some time off, so that's what I'm focusing on. It doesn't always come easy for me, but sometimes you just gotta go, okay, just this like 1 foot square inch I'm gonna work. You know what I mean? Like, because I have that big concept, like you were talking about. Like, I see the big picture of what I'm wanting, but then that's exhausting to think about actually carrying that out. So I've
Yeah,
been
one
doing,
drawer, one shelf at a time.
yeah, exactly. So I'm doing that. Oh, is there something wonky with like, so I have that whole thing in the background going on with that special assessment on my property. Remember me telling you about that, where I had to file a claim with title insurance and stuff? So that's still being worked on. Like, it's in somebody else's court right now in the claim department. And
Okay,
then I had a couple,
this is
yeah.
a
So,
little bit of a slow go. So here's the deal with that. Saturn rules your fourth house, and Saturn just went into retrograde. I talked about in the July update. If you haven't watched it, do watch the July update. New moon update is out as well. And so it's going to be a time of revisiting some of the stuff around home for you. It's also a mental placement and a place of romantic placement too, the fifth house, but it rules your fourth house. So, and one of the best planets for your chart. So, what you want to do is just be really patient with this. Just, I feel like they're gonna, because it's, city government or whatever, they're just gonna have to, it's just gonna have to get reviewed by all the things it needs to get reviewed. And I just, meanwhile, do you have to make any payment on it?
yeah,
That's ridiculous.
and I have the money. I mean, in fact, I have these sinking funds for making more p extra payments on my principal of my house, but I've held back in actually making those payments, which that's where I'm kind of letting the money come out of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, so in my
So you're
mind,
going to get reimbursed for this money. I mean, this is all the title insurance. So this is kind of really silly you're having to go through this, but just as if it's not causing you any big stress, I wouldn't get stressed over it. You're going to go through the process. If you get to a point where you feel like you need some kind of representation, then then get it. But it's just, and if you also feel like, hey, you need to check in on where it's at and help push it along, that's fine too. Just
yeah.
as
I
long
figured
as
every couple of weeks I could do my due diligence. Like, there's a point person that's assigned to this case.
okay.
So yeah, I just have to. So I've had a few little things like that go on that's like a little bit of annoyances, but I just see them. That's just kind of what they are, you know.
Yeah.
They're just a
When,
little bit
remind me what month you bought this house in?
annoying. I closed on Halloween.
Of 2023, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I want to say that. Give me 1 second here. All right, and then if we go, this way, give me 1 second here. Yeah, you. It was interesting because you bought
Oh
this
dear.
house during a Saturn retrograde, is what I thought too. So,
So sorry. Hold on.
no
Hold
worries.
on. What?
No worries. No worries. Yeah, that Saturn retrograde energy. And then, for you, it's an eighth house transit for you, but it is your partnership planet. So it's this. It's Saturn goes retrograde for 5 months out of the year. So it's a big retrograde. It retrogrades half the time. It moves super slow, but it's on either end of it where it kind of gets a little bit, where it's sort of standing still for a while. You actually bought the house during a Saturn retrograde and right at the end of the Saturn retrograde. So it's okay. Saturn always comes through for you. You just have to go through, do your due diligence, but I would keep nudging it. Absolutely.
So I just feel like I got my things I'm working on, and I don't have anything like real big of anything. Just trying to do some of that social media stuff and kind of gearing up for the new year with how I'm gonna reword my agreement. But I will say I am very proud of myself for going through these processes, because there's always people who test these boundaries with me, with the lessons and the agreement and all that. And just as a big, I just feel like I did kind of let some people kind of slide through the cracks that maybe I shouldn't have, but I've been doing good at really, like, I just feel like I'm being called to just go through the process, like my process, whatever it is, to just go through it. And I actually pulled some people through that were completely gonna like go, and now they're not. I mean, so anyway, I just feel like the lesson here is just go through the process and don't
Yeah,
get all bent out of shape on it.
it's all about commitment. That's why we have agreements. We can point to the agreement, and we can don't, we don't have to make it personal. And not everybody's good at keeping agreements, so it's good to, that's good why it's just important to keep things, it keeps things clean,
So I'm feeling good about that. And just I just feel like I'm in a good place. I'm working on my diet, my exercise and all of that. And I know that was one of the themes for this year, that I really needed to just like do the work or something and just do it and stuff. So
So you feel like you're making progress there as well?
yes, I feel like I am, except for, it's just taking some tweaking along the way. So
We all take a little tweaking along the way.
yes, it's taking some tweaking, but I'm losing inches though. So, and I really, yeah, so I've been keeping track of that. And what can I
Yeah,
say?
that when you're
Little
building
edits.
muscle, that's what you do, is you lose inches,
Yes. So, same thing as what Rebecca was talking about. It's like a little at a time.
But if you imagine you keep going, and what it's like when you like body stuff when you don't keep going,
Yeah, I still face my demons of like where I go off the rails, but I guess that's we all.
Well, if maybe you could even reframe going off the rails, and that in and just noticing when you find yourself, off the rails is outside of, outside the lines, but sometimes outside the lines is good, sometimes it's not good, right? And just notice what has you go there. And also what I notice is when you feel, especially with body stuff and food stuff, when you feel like you're depriving yourself at all, you tend to go out farther than, okay, so what am I just feeling like I'm missing, or I'm not getting enough of, or it's not fun enough, or whatever. And so what can I bring in so I'm not in this deprivation state?
Well, I've been really reworking. I have a food plan that now that's so much more variety, which I think is really helpful for me, because I think I tend to go off the road, outside the lines more when I it just kind of stays too
Too
boring for
rigid,
me.
too boring. Like, I can't do it without chocolate. So, I'm not going to try. So, anytime I try to do it without chocolate, I'm like, do life without chocolate. I'm like,
I had to have like that's exactly what I went off the rails on. So,
I drink
but
I have dark chocolate. It's 90%. It's
I
fine.
know, but I had to way too much of
Okay, I didn't
it.
need a whole bar. But I have my three little pieces, and it's.
Well, you know what I found is I have to just I can't even buy it in very much of a quantity. I just
That's
have to,
fine.
which so I went to the store that has it in these little, just the small, like I can buy one, two, three. So I only bought myself four small pieces, and that's it.
Good. But you know what you need to do for
Because
you.
I had more than that, and then I just ate it.
I'm actually really good at hiding things from myself. I can't believe I am, but I am. I don't know why. I have intentionally, like, I'm like out of sight, out of mind. Or if I, anyway, I don't like frozen chocolate, so I can throw it in the freezer. But anyway, I've just succumbed to this is one of the things I do, and I'm fine with it. But yes, so you have to work your own code, your own chocolate code for sure. Okay.
Yeah. So all that, it's good. Things are,
Okay, so keep the variety in there. That's the thing for you. Keep
yeah.
the variety in there.
I think I found what the element of what I need to continue repeating. So it's like something that repeats for the whole month and then it starts new again the next month. So.
Good. And we always need to keep, with body stuff, it's very easy to get bored. So we just have to, like, every month or every season, just relook at things. Because also we just, even within the same parameters, we might need to change it up some,
Yeah.
in our practices. It's just
Yeah.
that's a reality. It's a reality. Okay, let us drop in and do this. Karen, you want to mute? I'm going to do this. I'm going to pin my video here. Alrighty. So my daughter, I feel like I have COVID hair. It's like, can we just cut my hair sometime soon? Okay. We are going to cut my hair, actually. We're going to cut it. It's going to be interesting. I haven't cut my hair in. When I went, for, I had really long hair and I went to this style probably 18 years ago when I had the eclipse pattern on my ascendant. So now it's 18 years later. It's time to cut it again, I guess. All right. I'm going to, enough rambling here. I'm going. Welcome. Welcome to a process that we are going to call going bigger. And this is a process that we can use at any time. And our intention at this point in time is to use it for the next quarter of the year. And we happen to be looking at the third quarter, but we could be looking at the first quarter, the second quarter, the third quarter, the fourth quarter. And it's always good to have these markers to realign with your business, realign with your soul goals, and what is it you want to really put a focus on and kind of check where you are. Monthly is great at another level, but that's a little bit too quick, a little too soon, to do that 12 times a year. We're going to do that in some ways, but this is a bigger theme, that we're going to tap into that isn't going to be so much of the nitty-gritty. And it may not be actually about your business, and it may, and it may be about your health, your relationships, your well-being at some level. So it's going to be unique for you. If we were to dive into your chart right now, into your soul blueprint, we might, intentionally drill it down to a certain area of life. But remember, you're intuitively connected to your soul blueprint. So you're already feeling all of these things. And a huge part of our work is always being able to feel into, what the energy is and then trust what it is based on our inner guidance system on where we're being led with the energy. So, as always, I want to invite you to close your eyes. Get comfortable. Make sure that you are not multitasking. You fully have your attention here and present. And just begin to take some deep, full breaths. The breath is always going to help us connect here to the present moment, just that very sweet present moment. So take some deep breaths into your belly. Intentionally on the exhalations, let go of your shoulders. Let your weight drop down. Let your breath drop into the very bottom of your belly. We take deep breaths. We quiet the nervous system. We shift our brain waves. We come out of being so focused outside of ourselves. Just by closing our eyes, we cut out 80% of the stimulus coming in, which means we can turn all of that inward. And there's so much to discover inside yourself. Bring your attention to your heart. You don't have to, but you can feel free to put your hand on your heart. Feel that rise and fall of your chest, the beat of your heart. heart center, helping us to connect deeply in with the truth of who we are, accessing a greater vision for ourselves, hearing the voice or symbology of our soul, the communication with our own soul, where the quantum field becomes palpable. Inviting the mind even deeper down into the heart. It's like your mind is a beautiful gem, a diamond, a ruby, an emerald, a moonstone that you can drop straight down, right down into the very center of your heart. Mind and heart together, that coherence that unlocks the door to the greater part of you, to all possibilities, to your deepest inner knowing. We are co-creating with the divine, with the universe, when we're aware of it and when we are not. We're always in a co-creation. And when we're aware, we can really dial that intention and energy in to a frequency that really aligns us with what it is our heart most desires, what it is that we truly want to create. We're going to drop some questions into your heart. And there'll be some answers that come up. And several of these questions are just to help you to clarify this, like, one main thing that's going to come up for you. So just allow yourself to be in the process. So we're looking at this next quarter, this next piece of time in chronological time in front of us. Of course, we know we're exponential when it comes to Kairos time. But in this worldly time, what is it that your heart, your deep, beautiful, wise soul, is really wanting for you to expand, to go bigger with? What is your heart really just really wanting you to expand, to go bigger with? No concern about the how, but just the what it actually is that you're being called to really expand. It may be in your business. It may be in using your gifts in some way. Maybe it's in your relationships or your well-being. It might be even in your, something we can take even to a category of maybe like exercise or a particular spiritual practice that's very unique to you, and whatever it is, it's totally perfect. So whatever's come up for you, just trust that. You can just make that mental note, or if you feel like you need to write it down, that's fine too. And then tuning into the next soul prompt in this next quarter. What are you being called to master? What are you being called to bring to the next level of mastery? Mastery is an ongoing process throughout our life. And you may have felt like you've mastered something and then you realize, oh, there's more. So it's okay if it's something you've already been working on mastering, or if it's something totally new coming in. It may be related to what's already come up for you, and it may not. What are you being called to master? And make a note of that, mentally or physically. Next refining question. Are you actually tuning in big enough? Are you thinking big enough? Is this a really an expanded vision, or are you limiting yourself in any way? And could it be even bigger? We're here to really have so much fun in our creations, in our lives, in our work in the world. And how could you have more fun with this whole process of the path that you're living, the life that you're living? So check in with what you're being called to expand, to create, and also what you're being called to master. And just a clarifying question, am I going big enough here, or is there a bigger calling to this? And if there is, what does that look like, or what does that feel like? And tune in to what is one inspired action that can just set you off on the path here to get you going on what you're being called to expand. And what's one inspired action that you can take that'll support you just to get you going in what you're being called to master? Take a deep breath. Feel free to open your eyes. Take any notes that you need to. We are often not thinking big enough, but our divine self, our heart, can see farther, knows more of what we are actually able to align with. And there's a big difference between what we think we can do and what we're being called to. And the how of that often is what gets in the way so much. But we squeeze out the how, because that is usually what keeps us from anything. Not that there isn't a how, but it is one inspired action at a time. And really being willing to spend the time living into the energy of that. So feeling into that, bringing that into your practice. What does it feel like to actually master that? What does it feel like to actually expand that? I would love for those of you who are on to go ahead and check in on just what came up for you. Let's just have a little conversation here around this process and see if I can tease out anything else from it. Go ahead, Karen.
I got a theme for to inspire and be inspired.
I love that.
Because
That's
all the areas. So that's like the theme that I can apply to everything that I'm kind of got my feet in.
so that's what you're being called to expand. Is that correct? That was the first thing.
Yeah, just like don't hold back on that. Like, just really keep going.
And
And I know.
that's the mantra for the muse. So you might want to pull the muse out and let her guide you. And what was the inspired action that came up around that?
Well, currently, I had a friend out of the blue just send me a text yesterday and said, "Hey, I was thinking about you, so I'm saying hi." And we just did a brief catch up, and I said, "Yeah, I'm really working on organizing a lot of things right now, organizing my house." And then she told me about some TV show I should watch. So I'm gonna watch that.
Okay. Okay.
It had to do with that. So,
And what were you being called to master? So there's two questions in there.
yeah, I think it's in the same department. Part of it has to do with inspiring myself when I feel like inspiration gets me going so much better. So, and I when I lack it, I need to know how to get myself moving. So,
Okay. And what did you, so it's, so mastering your own inspiration is the way, is what you're talking about. So,
yeah.
an inspiration, inspired, it's in spirit, it's inside out. And so then, did you have an inspired action for that?
Not really.
Okay. I'm gonna drop one in for you. And that is, I want to invite you to just take a few moments, especially right after this session here, if you have the opportunity to, and make a list of the things that you just know, like do a mind dump, a heart dump on the things that you know that instantly inspire you. And the things that are on a, there's kind of two levels, the things on a daily basis that you do to keep your, that just are like the maintenance, the preventative, keep you in inspiration. And the second one is, if you're not feeling inspired and you really need to, what are those, what's that go-to list? And then post it so you've got it. And then, because what you want to do is shorten up the time in order to mastery, shorten up the time when you notice you're not in inspiration. Okay, let me, what do I need to do to get there?
That's good. I like it.
Awesome. Rebecca, what's come up for you?
Very similar to what I was, talking about earlier in terms of business, and that's sort of been the theme of expansion and going bigger and having more visibility, especially with our book that we're putting out, mastering content creation at the next level, and what that looks like on platforms out in the world. So working through that as I finish these pieces that I'm creating right now and taking those pieces forward with me. And the other piece about inspired action was scheduling and
For
getting
which
all the
one? For
little
the
pieces.
content creation or for the going bigger, the expansion?
Or so I feel like they're all kind of tied together. Like
They are,
creating
but
this content is, allowing me to go bigger. So the content creation piece, scheduling, If I have my final date, well, what are the other pieces I need along the way, and what's the date for those?
Yeah,
Because
reverse engineering.
I'm,
I would revisit that short training around that, which is super helpful.
yeah, I've been struggling with that piece, is the part that's getting pushed, like, but putting it on a day so that I can meet this final day, so I can launch myself, so I can go bigger and be seen by more people.
Okay, so really the expansion is around the visibility piece, correct? And
Yeah.
then the mastery is around content creation. Do I have that right?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Awesome. Beautiful. Okay, and so remember with the inspired actions, work off these inspired actions, but maybe check in on these weekly and see what the inspired action is, as you go through the quarter. Is this still the inspired action, or is it time for another inspired action on that? Does that make sense?
That's good. Yeah, that does.
Okay, awesome. And you will have this process in the member site, and in that you'll be able to go back and use this, anytime as a recalibration. And it's also okay to use this as a recalibration for in the same quarter for the same thing you're dropping in with. You can also use it in the way of, okay, oh yeah, okay, I'm being called a master. You already know what that is. Just kind of bounce it and check in with the energy of it. It's like you want to get back in the energy of it. So you can revisit it in that way as well. Just we remember energetics first and then action. Otherwise, we're sort of dragging our poor selves and bodies through things, through life, instead of having the energy, pull us along. Okay.
I'm glad you're going to have that available, because I was thinking that as I was doing, I was like, oh, I want to do this again.
Now this is it was just time for I've been meaning to do this, so thank you. I'm glad we were able to get to this today. So awesome. And that's, one of my mind for this quarter is it's kind of been going on for a while as far as, but it's, it's that expanding my reach, expanding more, and then as far as the people that I'm able to serve and touch, and then mastering just the next level of showing up and shining. So, and again, that's why it's mastery, there's many levels to things. I've probably talked to you about this at some point in time. There's a great little book called Mastery, and it was written about martial arts, actually. It's a little paperback. And mastery, the main theme of it, it's a lifelong process. And when you're beginning to learn something, it's like going along and you go up the step and you go up the next step. And it's like when you're going to the gym or you're doing anything, you're like, oh, I'm getting it. I'm learning it. Okay, yeah, something's happening. And then there's these plateaus. And in mastery, there's really long plateaus. And then you bump up again. And there's another long plateau. And most people quit when they hit a plateau. But mastery is about, okay, now I'm using the skills that I've learned, and I know they're part of me. I'm integrating, and as you're integrating and then expanding, oh yeah, you're going to have another, you are going to go up a level. But it is, we have to have those longer times of actually being in the practice. That's what mastery actually is. So if we look at it as, oh, this is just a I'm going to eat for life. I'm going to exercise for life. I'm good. This is mastery. I'm going to do yoga for life. It's just mastery. And then we don't quit. We get to see the gains that we get from it over time. Okay, my dears, so much love to you. Totally a pleasure to be with you, and have a super fabulous day. Oh, hang on one second.